Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
It's wonderful to speak to you, as always, on this fine Thursday morning. Mary Kay Cabot, what do you think is affecting Baker the most? Because you watch him and, hey, we can blame it all we want to on the offensive line, and plenty of people will, but I don't want to place blame necessarily. I want to find reasons that things aren't going so well and try to correct them as soon as I possibly can with Baker.
Well, it's a combination of things. And first and foremost, I think that they're playing better defenses this year than they did down the stretch last year. I tried to put it out there last year a fair amount that, you know, they were kind of feasting on the worst defenses in the NFL. Now, that didn't happen in the finale. He did throw for more than 300 yards and three touchdowns against the Ravens in the finale. But a lot of his other production came against the Bengals, including seven touchdown passes in those final eight games. So that's one thing, that they're playing better defenses. The defensive coordinators, some of the great minds that they're playing, have a book on him. They have film on him this year. So they know how to defend him. They had a whole summer and whole offseason to figure it out. Then as far as when you get to Odell Beckham Jr., those guys did not have time together in the offseason or the preseason. They just didn't. It's a fact. You know, say what you will. They absolved Odell Beckham Jr. from being here during OTAs because they wanted to let him wrap his brain around this trade. But I do think in the final analysis, it hasn't helped that he and Baker do not have the chemistry right now.
Mary Kay, there's nobody in that building wavering on Baker Mayfield, are they right now?
No, I don't think so. I think that they realize that the whole situation around him, including new coaching staff, new scheme, or at least tweaked scheme, and then the other things that we're talking about, lack of continuity amongst his skill players. Baker, you know, maybe not. You know, Freddie said something odd after the Ravens game. He said, you know, he really prepared. So I think they want him to step up in the preparation department, in the film study department, in the whatever he has to do department to get himself ready to play a game. Not that he wasn't doing enough, but you can never, ever do too much. So, no, I don't think that they're sitting up there wringing their hands and thinking, oh, my goodness, we don't have a franchise quarterback. I don't think that's it. I think they know that they need to address this situation somehow. And with the bye week coming up, I'm sure they'll take a long, hard look at it.
Baker admitted yesterday that OBJ does express his frustration when they're losing and he's not getting the football. It's been one of the main topics that we've talked about over the last few weeks. How do you remedy that? Because he's getting double covered. There's always a safety help over the top. Do I wait on Rashard Higgins coming around, or do I scheme it a little bit differently moving forward?
Well, that's another one of those things where, you know, it is hard when you have these games coming at you so fast, and this week again they have a short week. It is hard to figure out and solve some of these problems until you hit that bye week and you have time to dig into the film and actually kind of go back to the drawing board again, which they're going to have to do. But I do think that this is a function of a lot of things. Odell is learning a new scheme. He's learning a new quarterback. He is learning new offensive teammates. And, again, the defensive coordinators have a book on Baker, so they're making his life harder. And then there are some protection issues, but I think those are exacerbated by the fact that Baker's holding onto the ball too long because he's looking out there and he's not loving exactly what he's seeing. He's looking for the one-on-one matchups. You're never going to get that with Odell. That's never going to be perfect, but I sense that he's not trusting Odell to be exactly where he's supposed to be, precisely when he's supposed to be there. If that were the case, those two would be connecting a little bit better than they are.
Well, that makes me feel better about the next question I was going to ask, because you kind of alluded to it just there for a second. The trust issue, I can even understand that. I was just a little bit worried that he's never been this inaccurate, and he's throwing some interceptions. He's never thrown this amount of interceptions before. Now, you knew you were going to throw more because it's the NFL and it's just better players with better coverage, but I start to worry that maybe he's double-clutching and patting the ball a little bit because maybe he's afraid to commit turnovers now and not trusting what he sees in the coverage.
Well, once you start throwing a lot of interceptions, it is going to get in your head a little bit. So he has to make sure that doesn't happen because you don't want to lose your aggressiveness. Mm-hmm. I do think it has hurt him tremendously that Rashard Higgins has not been there. I think he would have fewer interceptions and more touchdown passes if Rashard had played in these last 4 weeks. He trusts him implicitly, and it takes time to develop that. I don't care what anybody says. That is a thing. You don't just throw a new quarterback wide receiver combo out for the first time, and it's going to work like clockwork when they haven't had training camp together. I remember back when Braylon Edwards and Brandon Weeden connected for 16 touchdown passes 1 year. The next year, Dante Stallworth stepped on his foot in training camp. He missed all of training camp, and he wasn't the same that year. It really impacted the season. It's a difficult game to be precise, and it's hard to do that when you haven't practiced together.
It's a three-hour time change. Do you think that getting in on Sunday before the game on Monday affected them in any way?
You know, I don't think so. Look what the Seahawks have to do for their travel, and it doesn't seem to be impacting them. So I don't think that's it. I just think that in that particular game, Kyle Shanahan had a bye week to prepare for the Browns. That was a huge factor. He is an excellent coach. He's an excellent mind. They have a great coaching staff. They have wonderful talent over there, and they were ready. They were absolutely ready for the Cleveland Browns. And then you factor in the Nick Bosa factor. Baker Mayfield has placed a target on his back. It's a thing. And he and his teammates are going to have to deal with that for the most part on a weekly basis. Not everybody is going to have a Nick Bosa ready, you know, out for Baker's tail. But a lot of teams are going to want, like Joel Bitonio said yesterday, a piece of him. And it's something they have to deal with.
Mary Kay, I know yesterday there was some discussion about how much Freddie has been in the quarterback room. Have they clarified, has the organization clarified, the different roles guys like Todd Monken have in this offense and the communication, you know, during the week and during the games?
No, they haven't clarified it, and I try to get at it almost every week with whoever I talk to, including Baker Mayfield, and there's not there aren't real great answers.
Okay, what is the big mystery here? There's just a normal hierarchy like any other corporation or football team. What is the big mystery here?
Well, I think it's just that they want to close ranks and pull together and not have anybody trying to sort of point fingers at anybody, which I don't think anyone's really trying to do that. I think people are just trying to find answers to what could be going better. And I asked Freddie yesterday, you know, it just seems like I remember last year always seeing those guys together, laughing, joking around, having a good time, and they had a great rapport. And, you know, we don't see as much of that this year because Freddie has a lot more on his plate. So I was trying to ask him yesterday, you know, does Baker need more of you? And he really wouldn't go there. You know, I think, and I asked Baker one time about this, and obviously Ryan Lindley, his quarterback's coach, is his guy. That is the guy that's in his ear all week long. So I have been trying to explore that. I mean, is that an issue? Does Baker need something more than what he's getting right now? And I think it's a valid question.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. One last thing about Odell. I know that if you watch any of the highlight reels, and I'm not some X's and O's master, but you watch any of the highlight films of him in New York, and there's nobody better in the NFL at just running the slant and catching the ball and yards after catch, and yet that's just not a part of the offense. At what point does maybe someone like John Dorsey say, look, I got you this shiny object. What are you guys doing? How is this not being fulfilled, you know, what he can do on the football field?
Well, I'll tell you what. I do think that, and Freddie has alluded to this before, last year when they got to those last eight games of the season, and again, it deserves a bit of an asterisk because they were playing a lot of inferior defenses, and it was easier, just like it was easier in Baltimore when they didn't have an Aaron Donald and a Nick Bosa and guys like that harassing Baker and the offensive line all game. It's easier to get things done against poor defenses, and that's not happening now. But I also think that this is a new offensive staff. They're working out the kinks. They're figuring out how to work together. They're figuring out how to game plan, and then Freddie's figuring out how to call the game. And they had their mojo down last year because they had done it for 8 games together before he had to take it over. This year, it's new for everyone.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I just don't
seem flabbergasted.
I just don't understand the mystery. I mean, they get asked about it, and I've never heard a team so defensive about just explaining the delineation of power. I've never heard such defensiveness. All they're trying to do is find out, all right, what do you do during the games? What does Monken do? And during the week, what do you do? I know it sounds like Office Space. What is it you do here? But I think it's fair to ask, what is it these guys are doing? When things are going right, fine. You don't have to tell us anything. Just enjoy the rewards of everything that's going well. And I get it. Like, Bill Belichick is very coy about a lot of that stuff. But you know what? You're not winning. And all we want to do is find out accountability and find out who's responsible for what. I don't think it's that big of a deal to just explain. All right, here's what we do during the week. Here's how it works. You don't have to give us your plans and your game planning and the game film that you're watching. Just explain. What is it? What is it? Todd, what do you do? And Freddie, why is it such a big mystery? I don't think it's such a big deal.
I think it's because they don't know sometimes what they're doing. You want that as an answer? I'm sure that's more concerning than anything you had to say. But that I think just – I'm sorry, Kenny. I'll let you get your word in here in a second. I just think watching that – what 5-7-step drops out of nowhere, vertical routes out of nowhere, and then handoff, and okay stuff, getting guys to move. Monday looked like it was a mix of trying to do both when they did it one way for 3 weeks, another way for a fourth week, and then that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Any chance this is by design that they're trying to throw off opposing defensive coordinators by not knowing if you're game planning for a Freddie Kitchens playbook or a Monken playbook?
Well,
or
doesn't seem to be working for him right now.
But I'm just saying, I mean, any chance that maybe that's part of the philosophy here?
They'll always say, without
having a specific, you know, that, hey, this is my playbook. I'm calling the plays. This is all me. You know, instead of having that to where there's a question on what are they going to do? Whose tendencies are they going to lean towards?
They will always say, you know, we're not going to give you everything because everybody pays attention. That's why they cover their mouths up when they call plays. So they're obviously very nervous about that type of thing, and rightfully so. But at times I wonder, are you putting just too much? Do you have just too much faith in the quarterback? Like, he's still young. And we're throwing out terms like elite and franchise, and he's the face of your franchise. He's the franchise quarterback, and we build him up, and I do think he has that amount of talent. I'm not giving up on the guy. But you got to put him in an advantageous position. And I think a lot of us just say, well, let's put him in the right spot. Well, what's that mean to put him in the right spot? You put him in the right spot by lightening the load the best way you can. And when you put a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. in there, hey, let's be serious. I know it's technically supposed to make things easier, but it adds more pressure. Because now you have to find ways to get him open. And Mary Kay's talking about it. We've all talked about it. You're looking down the field. You're looking for 13. Well, it's not that you're going blind. You're still going to see coverage. And if it's not the proper place to throw it to, I can't throw it to you and turn it over and not conduct an offense.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Again, I'm not going to try to pretend like I know X's and O's of football. I don't try to masquerade as someone who knows anything about that. But can he not? Is there anybody better in the league at those slants than Odell? And how many have we seen this year?
Not very many. Except, well, we saw one seam that ended up going for 89 yards. So there's been a couple times where it's worked out. It is a mystery, and we're not getting straight answers. I don't think we're ever going to get a straight answer. It's the same thing with Jannard Avery. I don't know why Jannard Avery isn't playing. I don't know what Jannard Avery did. I have no idea. You hear 13 different answers every single time you ask. All we know is that he's always a healthy scratch now. I wish I had a better answer for it, but I think that's the least of your worries because I think that your real problems are on the offensive side. And adding in 13 is supposed to be different. But I'll tell you what, everybody keeps waiting for Kareem Hunt to come back around, and I'm feeling the same way. Well, if we're struggling to get him involved, how am I going to get Kareem Hunt involved? Nick Chubb in the running game is the consistent thing you have. He's got almost 500 yards in 5 games. So he's done his job. He's done fantastically. So now I have to get acclimated to this offense, and then I'm going to have to weave back in Kareem Hunt. Well, is that all of a sudden going to create a problem? I'm having a problem here that you've talked about. How on earth can I sit there with a coaching staff and look at it and say, you know, we just have too much talent. I don't know how we're going to do this. What? What? I mean, is that the way that people are thinking about this? You really have problems working in Odell Beckham Jr. And Jarvis Landry?
That seems impossible.
I don't know when to give Nick Chubb the ball. How about every other one? Just execute, for crying out loud.
I've heard calls.
Do I have to play smoke and mirrors on everybody?
And the calls are only going to get louder if this continues. But I've heard people over the last 24 hours say, you know what, maybe Odell's not a good fit.
That's on coaching. That there's no such thing as that. That's on freaking coaching. 216-578-0092. Doug Deacon at 9 up next. I think we have ourselves a generational problem here. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyme, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.